This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back on Sabres Live. Amherst continue their pursuit of a series win in Syracuse on Thursday.
Yep.
Tomorrow we're talking to Michael Leone, or Thursday? When are we doing that?
Well, producer Jeff is going to let us know in a second here. That's Thursday. Game day, we'll talk to Michael Leone.
Yeah, I was so excited to speak to him tomorrow. Can we not will that to happen, or...?
It's his routine. It's his, like, he has talking to us after the morning skate. It's been his routine, and he likes that. I feel he loves having that little Sabres Live chat.
Okay. Well, as they...
When they're on the road, he's like, what am I going to do? I don't have to run home.
He's not a morning skate guy, so...
Yeah, so he's just, he's waiting. He's waiting. He's preparing for us.
He is. And was... you and I appreciate this more, because we like to belittle the big number when it comes to face-off statistics, right?
Yes.
It's like, don't focus on the big number. Like, stop telling me somebody won 52%. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, the one single moment, like scoring at the end of the second period on the power play, Yuri Kulik, right? Like, that's cool. That's a face-off win. But if
I told you somebody won like 20%
of face-offs on Sunday... Yeah. Then people would be in a panic, like, oh my gosh, they have to fix this area.
Somebody told me a funny analogy when it comes to face-off, and he asked to remain anonymous, so I'm going to say, it's like a coin flip. You know the coin flip is going to be 50% of the time, right? Like, talk about the Bills in overtime. Like, it's 50, but if you win the game and you lose the coin flip, who cares? You won the game. But if you lose the game because of the coin flip, you're like, ah, coin flip mattered. Face-off for the same thing. If you win games and win a lot of face-offs were great. If you win a game and you had 25% face-offs, you don't mention them. Or if you score a goal off a face-off, you'll mention it when it matters. But in the grand scheme of thing, it doesn't usually. Nobody knows who. Well, actually, I'll say this. I was going to say, nobody cares who wins the opening face-off unless you're the Dallas Stars and you score 9 seconds into the game last night.
Did it come off a face-off win, though?
It came off a face-off win, a dump in, and then a terrible goal given up by Mackenzie Blackwood.
Well, thank God for dump ins, because we need more of them in today's game. Because that just like adds to another whole cliche. Anyway, recognizing that these are all components of the game, we move forward. By the way, before we get to Michael Leone on Thursday, Nick Weiss, he of the unbelievable highlight reel goal in the quarterfinal against San Diego.
Yeah.
I mean, I know lacrosse is filled with them, but anyway, maybe we'll dissect it like in the form of a mini 30 for 30 tomorrow with Nick Weiss when he joins the show.
Like, you know what? We should. Like, setup of the play. How did I all come together? Was it discussed beforehand? Like,
it's
I think never discussed.
He always last minute sees a green light and says, I can do this. And then he defies all odds behind him, around him, in front of him, and usually ends up with the greatest celebration of every game upon scoring these types of goals. That is Nick Weiss in a nutshell. And I can't wait to have him on the show tomorrow. Okay. Oh, we're getting a little teaser of it.
A little teaser.
It really was phenomenal.
That allowed the Bandits to then take a lead like later in the half, right? And 5-2 lead, which ended up the game winning goal. But Weiss's goal was the 4-2 goal. Yeah.
It was amazing. And all part of another Bandit win as they strive towards a three-peat, but they have a daunting challenge ahead in this Vancouver series that is a best of three starting on Friday. Okay. Enough stalling. I know there's Avalanche fans out there who are worried once again. as they should be, because last year Dallas took them down in six on a double overtime winner from Matt Duchene, is the same fate about to fall on the Avs again in game six this year?
I'm worried for Colorado just because other than McKinnon, like, who is really jumping up out of the screen and saying, like, oh, like Kale McCarr doesn't have a ton of points in this series. Like, he doesn't have a huge impact so far in the series, and that worries me. So, look, did they get good goaltending in last night's game? Yeah, Mackenzie Blackwood wasn't good. It didn't start well. He got beat in a reverse VH situation where it went off his skate, and in, he didn't use the skill set properly. So Wyatt Johnson jumped all over it. But look at the way that Dallas is able to get goals by Wyatt Johnston. He scored a couple. Mason Marchment, Mikko Rantanen got his first. Like, there's been a lot of players getting involved in the offense for Dallas. Tyler Seguin is getting involved. You've got Duchene who's gotten involved. Like, there's been a lot of guys getting involved with Colorado. It's McKinnon. That's all there is. And I think this is hurting the Colorado Avalanche right now.
Stars are still doing it. Now, granted, last night was the first night where they actually had a lead for the game, because the other two wins all came, you know, both came overtime situations with basically no leads throughout the course of regulation play.
Was it like 7-second lead they had?
They had like a minute and a half total in the two previous wins. So anyway, they're still doing this Dallas Stars 3-2 series lead without Robertson and without Haskinen.
Yes.
So without putting the cart too far in front of the horse, if Dallas wins the series, do they win the Stanley Cup?
Well, I think that I picked the Colorado Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup because I felt like the winner of that series was going to be the Stanley Cup winner. I wasn't loving Dallas down the stretch, so I decided to go Colorado ahead of Dallas because Dallas had lost 7 in a row to end the season, and they didn't look good. And they lost Jason Robertson in the last game of the season. And the word was Miro Heiskanen was not going to come back until probably second round. So I'm like, they're not going to get past Colorado that way. So I'm going to pick Colorado to win the cup. But most people would have said the winner of Dallas-Colorado is your cup favorite. And Dallas, when you look at the odds before the playoffs started, they were, I believe, the top team when you look at the odds at Vegas for winning the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. So the gambling community, the Vegas community, felt like Dallas was the team to go all the way. And yes, maybe they don't take in all of the aspects when it comes to injuries and all of that, but they take in a lot. And the algorithms, they spit out numbers, and they felt like Dallas was the team. And they've shown how they can be the team by winning big games. Like game two was a huge game. Game three was a huge game. Game five was a huge game. Like, those are big game for Dallas to go out and win.
So, sorry, what was your answer?
My answer is yes. Dallas, if they beat Colorado, would become my favorite to win the cup.
Yeah, I only ask it based on the likelihood of having Robertson and Haskinen back as you go forward.
Look at their roster.
It worked for Dallas giving Ottinger a rest in the midst of game four, which they lost. Might the Avs be able to duplicate that, though, after giving Blackwood a rest yesterday and then returning home for game six?
Mackenzie Blackwood and Jake Ottinger are different types of goalies, right? Like, Ottinger, I think, is a better goaltender.
Well, he's got more playoff experience.
Yeah, he does. Mackenzie Blackwood, unfortunately, was kind of going from team to, well, New Jersey to San Jose and not in a situation to get that experience. Right. But I still think Jake Ottinger is a better goalie. If I put one through, you know, 16 in the playoffs, I would have had Ottinger ahead of Mackenzie Blackwood. And he's played really well. Now, Game five was the very first one that I thought, Blackwood a little leaky. Blackwood not sure of himself. How does he respond? I've seen Jake Oettinger respond in the past from a so-so game. He's had a few of them, by the way. Jake Oettinger's had some bad games in his career in the playoffs.
Right.
So he's had that experience of bouncing back. This was the first time Mackenzie Blackwood was in that position. I want to see what he's got in game six. It is going to be home in Colorado, so maybe that helps a little bit. But, yeah, I want to see what he's got before I can, you know, confidently say that Colorado will make a push to game seven.
You want to mention Minnesota Vegas since they're playing tonight?
But we have to, you know.
It was not on purpose. It just seems like they get pushed aside here. But hey, this series, like everything in the West, going into last night, 2-2. So I suppose that's advantage Minnesota for being 2-2 at this point.
I feel like it's advantage Minnesota, and I feel like it's advantage Kaprizov. It's advantage Eriksson Ek. It's advantage Boldy. It's advantage Rossi. It's advantage, like, their top guys. Mm. Like, you know, where is Eichel and where is Stone and where is those guys with Vegas being able to be a game changer? I know Jack's a great player. He would have had a 100
win last
this
game,
year.
Though.
They did win last game, but it took just everything and then OT to try to get there. Jack would have had 100 points this year. Mm-hmm. If he had missed the you know, games down the stretch and wasn't injured, I haven't seen them take the game over. I thought Vegas was going to roll over Minnesota. And because their experience, they've been there, done that. They've won a cup. It hasn't been that. And Gustafsson, I feel, has outplayed Aiden Hill. So that's, you know, there was a question
mark.
Who
you got tonight?
I've got Vegas tonight.
I took Minnesota in the series, so I think they need tonight.
I got Vegas in the series, so I got to stick with
it. So I'll take Minnesota, because otherwise I'm not sure the Wild have the chance that I thought they did. Regardless, I look forward to it. Minnesota and Vegas tonight, part of a four-game slate. We mentioned the Amerks. We mentioned the fact we'll speak to Michael Leone, head coach, on Thursday, which is game day, as they look to get through this series against the Crunch in the form of a sweep. They won't have Sevi Komarov. The update today was that he is doing better, but he is in concussion protocol, and he will miss some time. Of course, that was in the fight with Finley on Sunday, all part of the Amerks 4-0 win, but Komarov was knocked out of the game and now out for some time, according to head coach Michael Leone. We're back after this on Sabres Live.